Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hello, America. Happy Thursday. We've got a trifecta of three incredible guests back to back to back. So I'm not going to talk a lot today because I want to get to the Q&A. When you have smart people, why waste time getting to anything but those smart people? Let me tell you what we got lined up today. First up, Congresswoman Maria Salazar from Florida, from the Cuban community down in Miami, one of the leaders of the effort to bring Latinos into the Republican Party. The polling is showing that's becoming a significant shift in the electorate in America. The tectonic plates are shifting beneath us. She is a leader. She's going to tell us what's been driving it. By the way, crime and illegal immigration are actually driving Hispanics, not to the Democratic Party, to the Republican Party. She says, I'm going to press her on that and find out why. What's going on? What are the forces at work there? After that, we're going to talk to Rebecca Weber, the CEO of AMAC, one of the most important groups in Washington, one of our strategic partners here at Just the News. Rebecca just did a poll, and the headline is huge. You want to know what the headline is? Middle class Joe has lost his mojo. People no longer believe middle class Joe represents the middle class. In fact, they think he represents it and cares about it less than any prior president. Think about that. Middle class Joe repudiated in the polls. We're going to give you that and some other interesting poll findings about the changing thoughts of the American electorate with our good friend from AMAC, Rebecca Weber. And then I'm going to finish up with my co-author on the book, Fallout, Seamus Bruner, great journalist. He's got a story coming out tomorrow on Just the News about the Great Reset, something we talked to Glenn Beck yesterday on the show. Earlier in the week, we talked to Victor Davis Hanson. You're going to hear that over the weekend. Seamus is going to bring us up to speed on that story, what he found about the World Economic Forum's effort to create the movement known as the Great Reset, what it really involves, and what it means to you and me, everyday Americans. And then, of course, we're going to turn to something that Seamus and I have worked on relentlessly, not only during the book Fallout, but on individual investigative projects we've worked on together here at Just the News. Hunter Biden, James Biden, Joe Biden, the trifecta of the Biden family machine, business machine. New revelations, you heard them. We broke them on this show first about Hunter Biden and the low zero interest forgivable loan they got from communist China. That's going to be a big one. We'll cover that as well. So three great guests back to back to back, starting up with Congresswoman Maria Salazar, then Rebecca Weber from AMAC. You're going to want to hear this Trafalgar poll they've done. It's got some really interesting findings. And then we'll wrap up with a little bit of investigative muckraking with my good friend, Seamus Bruner. Well, let's not waste any time. Take a quick commercial break here from our great sponsors. And then we'll be right back after these messages with Congresswoman Maria Salazar. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean, L-E-A-N, FoodAndDrugAdministration.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. As you know, we've been talking about the incredible seismic shifts occurring in the demographics of the voting population, Latinos and Hispanics, one of those beginning to move towards Republicans. Our next guest has been leading the revolution, working with Hispanics to invite them into the party. She is Congresswoman Maria Salazar. Congresswoman, great to have you.
Wonderful to be with you as well, John.
You are right on the front lines of this. I remember having on before Myra Flores' victory, and you said some big things are going to happen. It really is manifesting itself. Tell us what's going on.
Because we're not socialists. That's right. The real reason. Because we're God-fearing, law-abiding, tax-paying. We love the white guy. We love the American exceptionality. We know that this is the best country on earth. We know that no other country is going to give us the opportunities that the United States has given us. And we do not want to destroy the American exceptionality. We want to preserve it and keep it for the benefit of our children. That's why Hispanics that traditionally have voted Democrat are running, coming in hordes to the Republican Party. And this year is going to be the year of the Hispanics in the GOP.
Yeah, it really, you can see it in the polling data. And even a shift of 2 or 3% would be devastating to Democrats, but the numbers seem to even be larger than that. One of the things that I think most Americans don't appreciate, and certainly the mainstream media doesn't appreciate, is the fact that illegal immigration actually is an issue in the Hispanic community, but not the way the media portrays it. What do we miss in the media about Hispanics and their view of illegal immigration?
I think that is a very, very smart comment on your part, because most people think that Hispanics want open borders. No, we don't. We want legal immigration. Right. We want to be able to come in legally. We don't want to be coming in darkness like most people are doing. We don't want our kids to be exposed to fentanyl or to the child sex traffickers. If someone is suffering from this open border policy, is the Hispanic community. Because where do you think those people are going to wind up at? In our neighborhoods.
Right.
And the fentanyl and the child sex traffickers. So understand that what we need is an immigration reform law, which I think I spoke to you about.
Yes.
I was the only member of Congress who has introduced this cycle, an immigration reform, complete immigration reform, so we can reform so we can seal the border, seal it really tight, and then give dignity, not citizenship, to those people who are here and live in the shadows.
Yeah, that's so important that you have so many important ideas in the Dignity Act. Could you tell us a few things that are why you think they're so important to the reform that needs to get done next year?
Because you need to incorporate those people who have been living in the shadows into the formal economy so they can pay taxes and they can buy homes. And they can consume goods and they can raise their family and help us pick up the jalapeno peppers or the tomatoes and those jobs that no American is willing to perform. So if we would not have the Hispanics on the fields, we are not going to have food by Friday. We would not be able to have construction going, hospitality, agricultural. And that's what the GOP needs to embrace, to give dignity, not citizenship, to those people so they can continue contributing to the American economy and at the same time live in dignity. Yeah. And then that's my bill, but the first thing we need to do is seal the border
right. And
fix the asylum system and give incentives to the veterans and to the police force to come and patrol that border and stop the coyotes and the terrorists and the fentanyl and everyone else who wants to come in illegally. And then at the same time, reform the legal system. So if Microsoft or any of the big guys, the big tech, they need people, if we don't have American workers, then we can welcome those who can help us in the economy. And those students who are studying in American universities and they want to stay and help us grow the economy, they can stay as well. But all that needs to be fixed through the immigration system.
I've watched so many people talk about the border. You do a better job than anyone of describing that. The Democrats say they're trying to be humane by leaving the borders open. It's the most inhumane way to come into this country at the behest of a cartel.
Of course.
Tell us how that argument backfires in America.
Because the only thing they really want is votes.
Yeah.
That's the sad part. And they're using us as pawns. Because if you tell me, okay, the immigrant, the Democrats are feeling pity and they are compassionate with the Hispanics or the people that are crossing, then they would have fixed the asylum system. We would be giving asylum to those people sooner, quicker, give them parole and give them work permits,
right.
Not just let them in. Just let them in and say, okay, fend for yourself, which is what's happening right now.
Yeah, and so many people die trying to get in the country. 800 plus deaths this year, the most ever in American history at the border. And it doesn't seem to be anyone cares about. You never hear Democrats talk about all the people dying on their way here.
Oh, no. Or inflation or gas prices or boys trying to play in girls' sports or parents being chased by the FBI because they want to know whether kids are teaching or learning in school. Oh, you don't hear the Dems because it's just not convenient.
Yeah, they don't want to go there. I know you're up big in the polls, up 6 points against Annette Tadeo. When Republicans, if they could take control, how committed do you believe they are to getting the Dignity Act and immigration reform through?
Well, that's a very good question. Now I'm going to be dealing with my own party so they will understand that immigration is one of the topics that we need to tackle. And that we have welcomed the Hispanics to the GOP and that we need to give them answers to their issues and their questions. So I'm going to be the leading voice or one of the voices along with Monica De La Cruz and Myra Flores and Cassie Lopez and all those people, those new girls that are joining us as GOP Latinas, brown GOP Latinas. Members of Congress, and I'm sure, because you know why? We are the largest minority in the country, and if we join forces with the Republican Party, we can definitely neutralize the forces, radical socialist forces that have hijacked the Democratic Party.
Yeah, that's such an important thing, and I'm certain you're going to be on the front lines of getting this done. No more kicking it down the street, the can down the street. This is a get-it-done time in America. Congresswoman, such an honor to have you on. I know how busy you are with the campaign. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Love to you, John. Thank you. Blessings
you
to you, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Wow, what a great interview. Big thanks to Congresswoman Maria Salazar. Don't go anywhere, folks. After the commercial break, we're going to come back with Rebecca Weber and an incredible poll that found out that middle-class Joe has lost his mojo. Americans no longer believe the president stands for the middle class. That's going to be right up after the commercial break. Now, don't go anywhere. I want to mention one thing quickly. Our good friends at AMAC are our sponsors. They're advertisers. They're strategic partners in trying to bring to you the news that we have on John Solomon Reports at Just the News, No Noise, and of course, at Just the News, the website. They have an incredible opportunity to join AMAC. I did this recently. I signed up for a 5-year membership because I want to get that intel, that polling. And also, there's some great benefits. You go shopping, you get discounts with the card. It's a really great discount card. So if you want to take advantage of AMAC, you're going to hear from Rebecca in a second. You're going to understand why I'm pitching this to you now. All you got to do is go to amac.us/justnews, amac.us for the United States, /justnews. You're going to get a special discount on 1, 3, and 5-year memberships. I ask you to match me in the 5 years. It's the best deal. 5 years of discounts, 5 years of special offers on insurance. And also, most importantly, 5 years of incredible intelligence. They've got a podcast. They've got a regular poll from Trafalgar Group, the one we're going to talk about shortly. They've got daily updates on what's going on in Washington and the state houses, opportunity to volunteer and be an election observer. This is a full service organization. And Rebecca has built something that her father started into a real powerhouse. Sign up today, amac.us/justnews, and get that discount, get the special price on the membership, and you will not be disappointed. It's a gift that gives on giving. In fact, it's a great Christmas gift. You want to get early Christmas shopping? Give someone in your life an AMAC membership. That's an idea. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Up next, Rebecca Weber, CEO of AMAC, and an incredible poll finding up after this commercial break. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 Gold. Or visit them at GenesisGoldGroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. We've been talking over the last few days. We're beginning to see the electorate make up its mind in election. Every election breaks in the last 2, 3, 4 weeks of an election. You can see where voters' minds are, where their hearts are, where their concerns are. And this race is now breaking. And on nearly every issue that we're measuring, we're beginning to see people reject the Biden Democrat agenda, whether it's on schools, crime, spending, inflation. Voters are becoming increasingly clear. And what's happening is there's an amazing realignment occurring in the tectonic plates below the electorate. And Hispanics and Asians and African Americans and suburban women are moving to the Republican Party. Some are coming home. Some are joining for the first time. One of the folks that have been leading that charge is our great partner, AMAC. And every year, they're doing some really important polling with the Trafalgar Group. They're picking up these trend lines quicker, faster, and better than anyone. And to bring us up to speed on it is the head of and CEO of AMAC, Rebecca Weber. Rebecca, great to have you back on the show.
John, great to be here.
Your group is doing such amazing work on the policy front, on the polling front, on the grassroots front. I want to start with something that a lot of people probably remember from earlier this year. We had a lot of stories on it at Just the News. There were these horrific revelations in Wisconsin that vulnerable nursing home residents were being taken advantage of by voting activists. People were stealing their ballots, filling them out. People who didn't have the capability to vote were having their votes cast for them by other people who probably didn't have their wishes, will, or political beliefs at hand. You just announced a very exciting partnership with some really heavy hitters, Ken Blackwell, former Ohio Secretary of State, and I think of Alveda King was involved in this. You are working with the American Constitutional Rights Union to make sure that senior citizens in nursing homes don't get taken advantage of by voting activists. Tell us what's going on there.
Thank you, John. Yeah, a good friend of ours, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, he is the executive director. He, joining forces and in speaking with each other, is doing incredible work. That is the ACRU doing incredible work and the newly launched Center for Vulnerable Voters, centerforvulnerablevoters.org. Just an amazing effort to protect the most vulnerable. This is really a strong effort to protect the vulnerable voter. And as you pointed out, John, we saw what happened in Wisconsin when the special counsel there, who was a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, released a report that indicated rampant fraud and abuse occurred statewide at Wisconsin's nursing homes. So for us to get involved, to protect our over 2 million AMAC members and every senior here in the country, it's just so important. AMAC members now have access to resources on the Center for Vulnerable Voters website. There's a fabulous guide there for citizens, for family members who wish to protect their rights of vulnerable elderly voters, a fraud hotline, which is great, and a fabulous Bill of Rights. ACRU established a Senior Citizen Voter Bill of Rights, and these senior facilities are using these to protect those vulnerable voters. So we are doing all we can. This is so important.
It is. I remember watching some of those videos that former Justice Mike Gabelman made available of families going and interviewing a grandma, a grandpa, and you realize that they didn't intend to vote. Someone voted for them. It's so heart-wrenching to watch that. And then we had the Racine County Sheriff, who also had some really compelling evidence of this incredible fraud going on right under our eyes. And this is a first line of defense now, a great protection. And if people want to get involved, do a whistleblower complaint or provide some information or ask for protection, what's the fastest way for them to get information from AMAC?
Yeah, go to either centerforvulnerablevoters.org or amacaction.org, because in this collaboration, we are providing resources at both places, amacaction.org, a lot of information there. But you said it, John, Dr. Alveda King, who is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, she joined with ACRU because she wants to put an end to elder voter fraud. And I loved her statement that she put out, that her uncle fought to ensure that every single American has the right to vote freely. But we do know that so many of those voters are not valid. They're being taken from our most elderly, most vulnerable. These are nursing home residents who are often targeted by those who would steal or suppress their vote. So this is great work that we're doing.
There's some amazing players that you partner with. And that's what you get, such an amazing thing about AMAC. AMAC does best in class. You partner with the very best. But you've got former Attorney General Ed Meese involved in this. You got Ken Blackwell, the former Ohio Secretary of State. You mentioned Alan West, former Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, and the former head of the Republican Party, Texas, former congressman. You guys really partner with the best to make sure that when you start something, it's got expertise, excellence, and best-in-class staff. And this operation, I think a lot of people are going to be welcome. For anyone who's worried about one of their loved ones in a nursing home, this is a resource you got to keep handy just in case someone tries to pull a fast one. Very, very exciting, Rebecca, what you're doing there. Also exciting, I always love the AMAC Trafalgar polls because you're measuring issues that most of the other pollsters are missing and also finding trend lines in the electorate that others are missing. First up, there is this tectonic shift among Hispanic and Latino voters from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. And you see it on issues like the student loan debt cancellation that Joe Biden is doing. Tell us a little bit about what the AMAC Trafalgar poll found with Hispanics, Asians, independents when it came to debt cancellation, and then more largely, what's going on with Latino voters overall.
Yeah, so that's a great question. I really did want to a survey that would sample beyond our membership, John. And what we did was the Trafalgar Group, Robert Cahaley, great guy, he was the first one to notice what he calls a submerged Republican vote. People are afraid sometimes to say what they really think because we've got a president who's labeling us as domestic terrorists. People are nervous about, is the FBI watching me? What about credit cards, keeping track of people, that I just bought a gun, this kind of thing. he was able to identify and does a fabulous job at asking the questions the right way, I guess you could say. So this was eye-opening to me. We asked questions, and what we found across the board is that certain demographics feel extremely strongly. For example, on the debt forgiveness plan, a staggering over 70%, 70.9% of Hispanics, 60% of Asian Americans do not approve of Biden's student debt forgiveness plan. And you, it's interesting because when you think so many of the recipients of this financial handout are really going to be wealthier Americans with high future earning potential. For example, someone who goes to law school, medical school, but their earning potential is also much higher. So I think folks are saying, wait a minute, is this really fair? Does this make a lot of sense? And how the heck are you going to pay for it? So this was real interesting to see just that staggering number of people that overall, folks are just not for spending more money, which certainly is hurting everyone's pocket with rising inflation. Another area, John, that I found quite interesting, and this I think is very important, is the what I'm calling gender lunacy out there. So a question we asked was, do you agree with the Biden Department of Education that would require school children to attend mandatory counseling without parental consent if they refuse to use the preferred pronoun? Overall, 82% do not agree with the Biden Department of Education proposal that would essentially send their child to counseling without parental notice if they don't use the proper pronoun. But of those 82%, 93.2% of Hispanics said no way, 88% of Asians, and over 68% of Democrats, John, are against that.
It's amazing to watch the Biden administration and the Democrats in Congress aligned with it. They're continuing to drive themselves off a cliff. The American public says no, 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 no on these things, and they go and do it anyways. This seems like this is a repudiation election, that the message that American voters want to say is, you've taken us too far to the crazy side, and we are going to fire you as a result of it. Does it feel like things are lining up that way when you look at the polling data that you guys just did?
Yeah, it certainly do. And if you look at all of the age groups that are rejecting gender indoctrination, you even see a tremendous number of young people that disagree with the Biden proposal. It could suggest that that generation is actually experiencing some of the left's, punitive gender indoctrination in schools. So the young folks are even against it. But that's something I think, every Republican, every conservative, every elected, somebody running for office ought to understand that this is an area where parents are really standing up. They're drawing the line. They're saying, you can't go after my kids like that. I am responsible for my children, not the government. And this is an issue that's not going away. And I think we ought to be, understand how that will drive people to the polls. And, we've got to step up and stand up for parental rights. That's for sure.
We've seen the power of that movement beginning with the Virginia election, Glenn Youngkin, and it has just carried over with acceleration into the 2022 election. Now it's really clearly one of those palpable political points that people are trying to make. Joe Biden looked in the camera back in 2020 and he said three things. I'm going to make big government work better for you. That hasn't worked out really well. Two, I care about the middle class. And three, I'm going to get the world aligned and all our allies are going to be singing Kumbaya. We're going to be doing great. You had a jaw-dropping finding in your poll that the majority of people polled in the AMAC Trafalgar poll believe that Joe Biden cares much less about the middle class than prior presidents. Middle class Joe, that's what he built his brand on. That most people have come to the conclusion he doesn't give a hoot about the middle class. That is a powerful finding because it undercuts the entire reason people were voting for Joe Biden.
It sure does. So in that particular, with that polling and that question, I too was somewhat surprised to see that, over 51% of these people polled, over 1,000 people polled, over almost 52% said Biden cares much less. But here's what I found especially interesting, and probably this is really catastrophic for Biden, because 61% of Hispanics, 66.8% of Asians said Biden cares much less about the middle class. Those numbers are quite huge. And, you know, like you said, John, folks are feeling it. Average Americans are feeling it. When we go to the pump, we have to remember that gas shot up more than 60% under Joe Biden. The nation is not safer today than we were just a few years ago. We know that there are over 900,000 gotaways that we don't even know about, over 3.5 million people crossing the border, the highest murder rate in over 20 years. We saw that in 2021. These things are so impacting people in everyday life when you've got to, you know, look behind your shoulder everywhere you go because you're worried that somebody might hurt you out of the blue for no reason. That's not a world that we should be living in, not here in America, especially. We need a future that's built on freedom. And we're working hard here at AMAC to make sure that we see government accountability and that we get good people, really. That's what this nation is about. It's about people. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes, because I'm a Reagan fan, of course, I grew up with Ronald Reagan, and I just think he was, one of the greatest leaders. And I loved his quote, "If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under." So we're praying here at AMAC that that good folks continue with the hard work. And what you're doing, John, just is marvelous. The work that you're doing, the news that you're getting out, this show, and all of that you're doing, I appreciate it so very much.
We are so grateful for the partnership that we have with AMAC. And folks, there's a really great opportunity to join in this fight, to be better educated, be better armed with facts, so that when you're talking to a neighbor or a colleague at work, you know what's going on. The best way to do that is to join AMAC. Get right in the fight themselves. AMAC has an incredible opportunity. Go to amac.us/justnews. That's easy to remember. AMAC.us/justnews. You can sign up. You get a discount. I did the 5-year membership because I'm in for the long haul. Match me on the 5-year membership. You're not only going to get all this great intelligence, they have an incredible podcast hosted by Rebecca. You're also going to get discounts. You're going to pay for your membership through your discounts and the services that they make available on insurance and other things. Get in the fight. Be armed with facts, because that's the way people are going to save this country, through facts. And we're so grateful, Rebecca, that you've made that special offer available to the Just the News family and the John Solomon Reports listener base. There's a lot to happen in the next 3 weeks. What is AMAC doing? I heard some really great things you're doing on the front lines. You've put an army together, like, for instance, for election integrity. Keep an eye. Tell us what AMAC's doing to make sure these elections are successful.
Well, we've got a number of AMAC members that are standing up as volunteering as poll watchers, and that's so important. We need to step up and ensure that everyone's vote is counted, and that our elections are free and fair. And AMAC members are rolling up their sleeves. They're talking to their neighbors and friends. Show up. Don't, you know, vote. That is so important. That's really what our message here at AMAC is: exercise that right, get out there and vote. Know your candidate. Know if they stand for bigger government or limited government. Know where they stand on the issues. And our latest magazine, we've got a fabulous guide. You can download the digital copy of our magazine by going to amac.us, so you know what to look for. But it's real exciting. I predict a red wave, John, and I think are looking like everyone's waking up.
It is. It's an amazing thing. No matter how hard people work to fool us in politics, to create the illusion or to create a spin job, the American people can't be fooled. And that's the problem elitists have. They think they can fool the American people. You can't. They may be busy. They may got a lot going on, but you can't fool them. And one of the reasons they can't be fooled is what you do every day. You're providing this incredible intelligence and facts for people to be armed with the truth. And I see this in one of the polling findings that you had, that there's people are realizing that the spin that Joe Biden has put on why we have this inflated stagflation economy, they're not buying it. Only 6.7% of voters in the AMAC Trafalgar poll believed that Joe Biden's explanation for inflation was real. They don't trust their president. That is an amazing finding, and it shows the power of what you've been able to do at AMAC, getting people information on the real causes of economic inflation and gas shortages. How satisfying is it when you see a poll result realizing, hey, truth won out over political spin?
Oh, it really, it's good to see that. You know, we poll our AMAC members regularly, but our AMAC members are comprised of mostly folks that are 50 and older, although you can be any age to join. But we've got super great discounts on all kinds of things for people on Medicare and such. But to see the polls, to see these numbers run through Trafalgar, who I think is a genius. I think that he's got it right. See that over 52% point their finger at the Biden administration as being responsible for inflation. You know, 69% of Latinos blaming the Biden administration. That tells us something. That tells us that people are fed up, and we ought to be listening and, you know, satisfying the will of the people. You know, and that's the message that we're getting out there. So these were very insightful, very, very helpful and interesting.
Oh, one of the most interesting polls I've seen. I read a lot of polling every day because we're always trying to keep our finger on the pulse. These are some of the most insightful questions. And also, I think they capture not only the issues that are moving the electorate, but also changing the electorate with Latinos, Asians. There's a significant movement underway that's going to realign politics maybe for 5 or 10 years. And this poll, more than any other that I've seen, really captured that, Rebecca. It's a real public service. We're writing about it on Just the News tonight. We got a big story planned on it. But these are just fascinating findings. And they're probably a bellwether of not only how the election is going to turn out, but how the next few years of policy evolves in this country. Parents' rights, as you look out, there'll be a new Congress, likely in Republican hands, one or both chambers. What's the most important thing Congress can do at the federal level to advance the issue that your poll just highlighted, that parents should have a say? They don't need to co-parent with the federal government, local government. They have the right to navigate their own children's education. What's important for Congress to get done?
Well, I think they ought to recognize that the federal government needs to stay out of the way and not be involved in parental decisions. Parents need, you know, decisions and parental rights are so important. It's a big part of our freedom. And confidence in public schools is very, very low, John, only at 28%. Couldn't believe it. So, you know, we see that so many decades of progress have been erased as well. Look at what's happened to girls' sports, as an example, and Title IX looking to undo that. Do we want our children in a classroom being separated based on the color of their skin? So when I hear Joe Biden talking about this crazy stuff, you know, wanting to define, you know, parental rights, that's going backwards. I think that we need a strong Congress that stands up and says, no, there should be school choice available for, you know, for all families. That's very, very important. And that should be encouraged in each state. The money, I believe, should follow the child. And I think that we'd see parents taking, you know, gaining a lot of control. A lot of parents are pulling their children out of public schools because of safety. Safety is a major reason. They don't feel like their children are protected, and they also don't feel like they're learning the basics, you know, reading and writing and arithmetic. Instead, they're being taught this gender lunacy. They're being taught how to become leftist activists. They're being taught not to love our nation. And getting back to why this country is so great, making sure our history books cover the truth in history, and that we don't erase the great heroes of our past that have done so much to make this a great nation. So I am very hopeful. I do pray that we have good leadership. And it seems that many people that love this country and want America First policies in place, they agree with all of that I've just said, John.
Oh, there's no doubt. You see it. It's a clarity of voice that I haven't seen in the electorate in a long time. There's a lot of clarity about what Americans want and what they're no longer going to tolerate, which I think is an important thing. Last question for you, because many of our AMAC members like myself, we've already gotten our kids through school. Now we're watching our grandchildren go through school. And there's this big concern that universities have become indoctrination propaganda operations. There are some early signs of things going on, like in Florida, where they're challenging tenure for certain professors and doing certain reforms. Is this the new frontier? In addition to school choice at the K through 12, which is beginning to really catch fire with things like the Arizona experiments with education savings accounts, is college education the next big front for parents' rights and education in general for policymakers?
That's a really good question. It's certainly where we should be thinking and where we should be heading. You know, we may see young folks who are indoctrinated throughout their their younger years in middle school and high school, when by the time they get to the university, they begin to stand up and say, wait a minute. You know, I think that people are generally smart and can sense the difference between right and wrong, and we need to get back to that conviction of understanding and standing up for what is right and wrong and the difference between those two. And that is, you know, a lot of where it all began. That's where a lot of this these Marxist socialists, you know, embracing socialism and so forth, we saw it come out of the universities. It ought to be an area that we're paying attention to and fighting to offer our future generations the greatest education available in the world. They will be our future leaders. And so that's so important, John.
It is. It is. It's an investment that pays off for generations and decades to come. That's why we got to get it right. Rebecca, it is always an honor to have you on the show. We really cherish this partnership. We get such great things like the polling data and all the new information on protecting vulnerable senior voters. It's such an amazing thing you're overseeing and pushing forward every day. And I can't thank you enough for the time. I know we'll have you back on real soon.
Thank you, John. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, same here as well. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, my co-author on my last book, Seamus Bruner, is here. We're going to be talking about some of the new revelations I had this week on Joe Biden in China. You won't want to miss that. Seamus Bruner, right after the commercial break. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. I feel like this next guest doesn't need an introduction. He was a co-author alongside me on the book Fallout. He is one of the greatest investigative researchers and reporters I've ever worked with in my 35 years. It's such an important part of the Peter Schweizer machine that is called the Government Accountability Institute. Joining me right now, one of the greatest journalists in the country and my good friend, Seamus Bruner. Seamus, good to have you back on the show.
It's always a pleasure, John. Great to be with you.
It is so much fun to have you on because you always come loaded for bear with some great stuff. You've got a fun story coming up on Just the News tomorrow, and it tackles a topic that I've been talking about all week. We had Victor Davis Hanson on the TV show. We had Glenn Beck on the podcast, and they're all talking about the Great Reset and its extraordinary threat to the America we know, and also its early failings, because people are onto it pretty quickly. They're beginning to peel back the onion and say, no, you're not pulling that one on us. Tell us a little bit about what your story is tomorrow.
Yeah, well, there's this great book that came out, and Victor Davis Hanson, as you talked with him about it, it's called Against the Great Reset, and I think it's so important because it's really bigger than a collection of essays from 17 of the leading intellectuals and political thinkers of our time and our country, and even some international thinkers. And so this book, Against the Great Reset, sort of kicks off the intellectual resistance to Klaus Schwab. That's the World Economic Forum's founder, this German guy who sets up an organization in Switzerland and now seems to be running the entire world. And so Victor has a great, great piece in that book. And he kind of locates Schwab's vision. He puts it in the proper historical context. And I just found the whole book interesting. And Victor's piece especially.
You have so many heavy hitters that have, you know, this thing just occurred. It showed up one day at the World Economic Forum. Hey, we're having the Great Reset. And like, what the heck is the Great Reset? And really what it is, it has things like stakeholder capitalism. You go, what the heck is stakeholder capitalism? I'll tell you what it is. I'll make my own definition. It's pretty simple. Instead of you, the investor, having a say over your money, the elitist stakeholders decide what's best for the world with your money. And I'm like, hey, wait a second. I don't like that idea at all. I want to have a say over my own investment. You really capture this in the draft. And I think it's so fascinating to see that there is a class of people in the world, and in America particularly, who think they know better than the rest of us. They're smarter, morally more superior. Tell us a little bit about what drives the motivation behind this Great Reset.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, John. It's, you know, the old saying, if you're not at the table, then you're probably on the menu, I think is the best way to describe this stakeholder capitalism. I've looked, we've got an investigation into all of this. I have looked far and wide to figure out who these stakeholders are. I mean, you know that it's Klaus Schwab and his buddies over in Davos, but the way he speaks about it, that he wants you to believe that you're a stakeholder and I'm a stakeholder and we're all stakeholders. It's sort of a sounds like socialism in a way, but we are absolutely not. And you can just look at any of the things coming out of the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, which, you know, they're work hand in glove with. So just take, for example, these new emissions and fertilizer regulations. And so you saw it over in Holland. You're actually seeing it now in New Zealand. The farmers are rising up against these emissions restrictions and trying to change the fertilizer and stop cows from flatulating. The farmers had no say, you know, the people producing our food. So apparently farmers aren't stakeholders.
In their own cows, right?
Exactly. And so I think what Victor does so well is he starts out his piece by talking about just, you should be very skeptical of both the words great and reset. You look at LBJ's Great Society or Mao Zedong's Great Leap Forward. They use this word great. And what they're really saying by that is it's a centrally planned scheme, you know, by these elites at the top, the experts. None of us are experts. All the experts go to Davos. And so they kind of cook up these ideas without any firsthand knowledge. None of them are really farmers. And they don't worry at all how it's going to affect the middle and lower classes. They kind of just think, oh, this is a great idea. We're going to totally reorient society, reorient agriculture, reorient food. For the New Zealand protests that are going on right now, this is because the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, she just said they're going to cut livestock methane emissions by roughly 50% in the next 20 to 30 years. I mean, 50%, I don't know how you cut. So what they're saying is they're going to eliminate 50% of the cows and other livestock in New Zealand. What are people going to eat? I guess they want us to eat these, fake meat Beyond Burger patties, which Davos elites like Bill Gates are invested in. So I think it's really deep down about money. They want to put in a new system that will make themselves a lot of money.
Yeah, there is no doubt about it. We saw this disconnect between elitist stakeholder, and the real stakeholder in a story we did recently. We traced the origins of how the credit card association, the major credit cards company association, came to create a secret code that would track anyone's ammunition and gun purchases. It was a shocker. It showed up out of nowhere. It turns out it was the Amalgamated Bank that was the driving force behind it. The Amalgamated Bank is the bank of the unions and the union members. It was created by the unions. It's currently owned by the SEIU. And most members, our union members, are, as we know from polling, are major gun owners. They had no idea. We started interviewing union members. They had no idea that their bank is the one that now wants to help get everyone to track their gun and ammunition thing. And you, all of a sudden, you see this disconnect. I'm really the stakeholder as the bank account owner. But I found out that my bank doesn't represent my values. It had its own stake in some other issue. And I think this great reset is going to create lots of clashes like this where people are going to say, wait a second, we didn't sign up for this. We didn't sign up for getting rid of fossil fuel or cows and their methane or tracking our guns. And I think you capture that really well in the story that comes out tomorrow. Where will this play out? You said you've been doing an investigation. Is the rebound to the Great Reset starting with this election and then carries out next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing about this Great Reset is this is not the first time that elites, international elites, have gotten together and sought to reorganize society. And every single previous attempt has failed. I mean, you just go back to the League of Nations and even, you know, on through the UN. And then more recently, you had the New World Order. And people kind of get wise to it, and then they call you a conspiracy theory, like, oh no, we're not trying to set up a new world order, and you're crazy for thinking that. And so now the Great Reset is really the latest iteration of all of that. The problem with it is they are moving so swiftly. Just you take the emissions regulations, and I mean, California is a great example of a state that's totally compliant with the Great Reset. You know, they do a lot of damage. I think we'll rebound. I think the election is going to, you know, be a huge hurdle in these Davos elites' plans, because the United States is the biggest bulwark and stop, you know, hindrance to these plans. And I don't think the people are going to accept this. I mean, you can already see it. There's really a global revolution taking place. You see it in Italy, and you see it even in these farmer protests. I don't think they're going to get away with it, but they can still do some real damage in the meantime.
It's so fascinating to watch. But you're right. We are still that shining beacon city on a hill that the rest of the world looks to. And if we reject it, the rest of the world will follow in certainty. That's always how it happens. One of the great parts of the Great Reset is elitists have found a way, while trying to impose their will on us, of getting rich. And no better example than that than the Hunter Biden, James Biden family business. And this week we had a new development. And then some other people caught up to some of your and my reporting from a year ago about the Russian oligarch, the female Russian oligarch, who actually, according to the documents the FBI gathered, had given $200 million to businesses associated with Hunter Biden and his business partner, Devin Archer. That came out. Other people caught at least the $40 million part of it. But you've been on top of this for a long time. Pretty remarkable that the people in bed with Russia turned out not to be Donald Trump, but Hunter Biden instead.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, John. I mean, with this conflict between Russia and Ukraine, it is unbelievable that people aren't going back and looking at some of our reporting and seeing, you know, speaking of resets, that's another term that Victor says you got to be skeptical of. You remember the Obama-Russia reset, where they gave away the farm, they gave everything to Vladimir Putin. And kind of part of that was Hunter Biden getting in bed with these Russian oligarchs, specifically this former mayor of Moscow's wife, Yelena Baturina, who, yes, we reported $200 million. This is according to one of Hunter Biden's business partners himself. That's not ours.
Right. He said it at a board meeting, right? He was briefing his board at the time and told them. Yeah.
Yes. These were minutes from a board meeting. So these, you know, go back to 2014, where he says she gave $200 million. You know, that is just a staggering sum of money. And so this new report that came out of the Daily Mail, what I find the most interesting about it, because, yeah, they say $40 million confirmed into Rosemont Realty. That's one of Hunter's businesses with Devin Archer and others. What's really interesting about this piece is they say that this came from a set of leaked emails. Now, there's so many leaked emails floating around between the laptop, and then we've got the Bevin Cooney emails and a bunch of others. These are apparently a separate set of leaked emails from something called the Kazakhstani Initiative for Asset Recovery. Now, we've reached out and look forward to getting that batch of emails, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot more good stuff in there. But it's just a constant drip, 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 or even a deluge of proof that Hunter Biden was taking money from Russian oligarchs, from Chinese oligarchs, people connected to the highest levels of Chinese
and Ukrainian oligarchs too. He was on both sides of the war.
Yes, they were melting both sides of the war. So it just never stops.
Yeah, I think people forget that when Hunter Biden joins the Burisma board, the Russia-Ukraine war had already begun. The first invasion of Russia into Ukraine had already begun before Hunter Biden gets put on the board. And so Hunter Biden's been on both sides of this war. He's working Elena Baturina with his business partners and then working Burisma and the oligarch, gas oligarch there. Pretty good business if you can get on both sides of a war, isn't it? But China, that was another place we got some new documents. I was able to get some internal documents from the CEFC China gas company that was trying to use Hunter Biden to get access to American gas and oil assets. And they show that there was this interest-free loan that basically Hunter Biden and James Biden walked away from. And then separate of that, Chuck Grassley put out a letter that around the same time I put the story out saying, hey, the loan turned out to be forgivable, and that's why they walked off and never paid it back. So zero interest, forgivable $5 million loan from the communist Chinese country through one of its big companies. Most Americans don't get that deal, do they?
No, I mean, John, this is possibly the biggest, most damning part of the entire Hunter Biden, Joe Biden quid pro quo corruption saga is, a forgivable unsecured loan to the son of the vice president. This can't be legal. It doesn't really matter who it's from. Nobody should be able to give that, even Americans. But when you add the fact that it's a Chinese Communist Party energy company with an individual with ties to the highest levels of Chinese military intelligence, it's just there's got to be accountability here. I suppose, thanks to your reporting, our reporting on the FBI, it doesn't look like they're going to be doing that anytime soon.
You and Peter have done such great work on this. I mean, the original saga started with you and Peter, and I added a little bit to it, and then others have added a little bit to it, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. One of the revelations that caught my attention in the Grassley letter is that Grassley now has a summary of what Tony Bobulinski, the former Hunter Biden business partner, told the FBI a couple of years ago. So they've had this for 2 years. And there are three big revelations in it. The first is Joe Biden met with some of the players in the China deal in the spring of 17 in L.A. Two, that Joe Biden was more deeply involved in the company and was aware of Hunter Biden's business dealings, partners, and the terms of some of the business. And three, some of the money that went from China to the Hunter Biden, James Biden bank accounts in 2017 actually was deferred payments for work they did back when Joe Biden was still vice president. They were just disguising it as payments after the fact. Those are three things that the FBI was told by a firsthand participant in the scheme, Tony Bobulinski, the business partner. Were you surprised by any of those revelations, and what do they mean, and how important are they to the future investigations of Hunter Biden?
Well, I think the most surprising part about it is that the FBI knows all this and hasn't done anything about it. But I have to say I'm not totally shocked, because the entirety of Joe Biden's tenure as vice president, he was not just meeting with Hunter Biden's business associates, which he lied about repeatedly, the Chinese business associates. There were Chinese businessmen coming to the White House, which we reported about. It's kind of crazy that none of these stories get enough play, and you go back and look at all of it together, and it's just like, incredible. But no, we know that Joe Biden has been financially benefiting, not just when he left the White House as vice president. He was getting his bills paid by Hunter Biden while he was vice president. I mean, that can't be legal. You can't have your son taking millions and millions of dollars from foreign business associates, and then you do things like get the Ukrainian prosecutor fired as vice president. That's taking action that benefits your son. And then have your son pay your bills. I mean, it looks like bribery, either bribery, conflicts of interest, or kickbacks of some kind. There's something going on there, and the FBI really needs to step up. So I was glad to see Senator Grassley put this information out, and we need to hold all of them accountable, from the FBI to the Bidens, right on down.
It is pretty remarkable what we're beginning to learn. And, people have said to me, oh, well, John, you've done a good job, and other people have done a good job. And the answer is, we were kind of wrong about it. It's way worse than we originally thought.
It's so much worse.
It is.
It's so much worse than we originally thought. And it just keeps getting worse by the day.
Yeah, I have to say this, and I'm not an opinion person, but in the course of all of the corruption scandals I've covered, and I go all the way back to Ilwind. I did some work on Ilwind, Iran-Contra, the Clinton fundraising, Asia fundraising scandal, and Whitewater. This is the largest pay-to-play scheme I've ever seen documented in the public, and it's had the least accountability. I mean, there's been lots of disclosure, but zero punishment. I mean, the FBI has been investigating Hunter Biden for 4 years. This, a first-year law student can make a case off of this. Do you think next year, with if Republicans have control of Congress, the FBI is going to feel guilted into at least taking some action?
No, I sure hope so. I know that Congress is ramping up their investigations as we speak, even though the Republicans haven't taken the majority yet. I know that they're loaded for bear, and I'm really optimistic that the FBI won't be able to get away with it much longer.
That's really the key. Such an important part. Seamus, you're always doing great work. You're always investigating and uncovering things. I'm in awe of all that you accomplish in the course of a week. What's next for you? What are some of the issues that, as we come out of the 2022 election, because we're only 3 weeks away, you're going to be looking for as a journalist and saying, you know, we got to put a radar over this and see what's going on?
So we're gonna keep looking into China for sure. We're gonna keep accountability on Congress and the Bidens. We're doing some insider trading investigations, and I'm really excited about a sort of a top secret project we've got going now that's all about the oligarchs, the World Economic Forum, what they're planning in Davos, how they're trying to roll it out, folks like Bill Gates and their involvement in this global policy setting, this top down centralization of power and amongst the global elite. So I'm looking forward to breaking some of that news with you soon, John.
We can't wait to see it. And tomorrow, folks, go to justinnews.com. Check out the great story that Seamus has written about the Great Reset, what it really is, how it's getting repudiated, what the scholars are saying about it, and some of the early pushback, because it's actually getting pushed back into the tube. The toothpaste is going back in the tube on this one very quickly as a result of disclosure. Once people learn about it, they know what they can fight. Seamus, you always do great work. Such an honor to have you on the show today.
Thanks, John. Look forward to being on with you again soon.
We're going to make that happen for sure. Thanks again, my friend. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. So grateful you can join us. Please remember to take advantage of that AMAC offer. AMAC.us/justnews. You'll be able to join the group, get these incredible discounts and benefits on all sorts of services, plus special offers on things like insurance for Medicare and all of the political intelligence news and advocacy work that AMAC does. What a great deal. I signed it for 5 years. I'm sure you will as well. All right, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Thanks for listening. God bless you. God bless this extraordinary country of the United States, as he always has. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports. We've got a couple big guests tomorrow, so stay tuned. You're going to have a lot of fun. Fred Flights, we're going to be talking about the three major world crises, all putting America in a bind right now. All right, folks, have a great one. We'll be back tomorrow. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.